It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining me. A lovely day. Hopefully your day is going well. We've got our phone lines open as always, 946-0435. I want to hear your thoughts about any athletes that you've enjoyed or watched or experienced throughout your life. Anybody that you don't have anything bad to say about. You know where I'm coming from? You don't have really any level of criticism for the guy. You can't bring yourself to criticize him. Not saying it's a great player. Not necessarily even your favorite player, but a guy that you watched and, quite frankly, just respected the hell out of. Or girl. Could be guy or girl. 946-0435. Professional, college, high school. Why am I bringing this up? Well, yesterday, during this time slot, we did the Black and Gold Breakdown show. The first Tuesday of every month, we do Black and Gold Breakdown on the Sports Central show from 4 to 5. So Kreider was in yesterday, and the subject of Tim Tebow came up. This got me thinking of this. It was very interesting. Because Tim Tebow was a terrible NFL quarterback. By any standard, any measure. Now, he did win some games, miraculously. But if you ever watched Tim Tebow play, it was pretty clear he was just not up to par. But Kreider is a Florida fan. And so Kreider said something fascinating. He said, you can't get me to say anything bad about Tim Tebow. And you know what? I respected that because, and I mentioned this during the show yesterday, Tim Tebow in college is one of the handful of greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport. Tim Tebow in college, Heisman Trophy winner, two-time national champion, tremendous leader, great face of the organization. Tim Tebow in college, everything that you want your quarterback to be. Gamer, gritty, clutch, poised, all of those things. And so Kreider, being a Florida fan, would not bring himself to criticize Tim Tebow, even though Tebow was actually terrible in the end. But I like that. I respect that. And as soon as he said it, like the wheels start turning, I kind of got to thinking of, all right, so what athletes out there that you've encountered over time, you don't have anything bad to say about. You just respect the hell out of them so much that even if they struggled, even if they weren't necessarily the greatest, but just somebody that you watched, again, it can be professional, college, high school. 946-0435. We're going to start this on a good one. It says on my screen, Stephen Bellwood has a great choice here. Who's your choice, Steve?
Bo Jackson.
Can we make the case that Bo Jackson's the greatest athlete who ever lived?
Absolutely. Running back in football. All-pro, all-star outfielder in baseball. Who else could it be besides the late Jim Thorpe?
If Bo doesn't hurt his hip, what kind of running back is he? If Bo had devoted all of his time to Major League Baseball, what kind of immense. And you know, here's one thing about Bo, Steve. And this is one area I kind of want to take the discussion today to a little bit, and I'll explain why in just a moment. You ever hear anything bad about Bo Jackson? You ever hear anything about Bo Jackson being a punk or a thug or a criminal or a jerk? Yeah, have you ever heard anybody say anything bad about Bo Jackson?
Not at all.
Yeah, me neither.
He's the guy you'd want your daughter to marry.
Yeah, I don't recall in my entire...
all around great guy.
Yeah, all right. That's a great choice, man. Good choice, Steve. Appreciate the call, buddy.
All right, hey, love the show, man. Keep it up, brother.
Thanks, pal. That's a good way to start right there. I'm going to throw out one, and it's Tony Gwynn. Look, I've got a lot of them. I've got a number of athletes that I can mention that I just respect the heck out of. The first one that came to mind to me was Tony Gwynn. I have such an unbelievable amount of respect for Tony Gwynn, the greatest pure hitter who has ever walked this earth. You will never, ever convince me that there has been a better hitter alive than Tony Gwynn. There were guys who hit more home runs. There were guys, you know, who had great batting averages in careers back 100 years ago when guys were throwing 380 innings a year and their arms were dead, probably throwing 78-mile-an-hour salad. Tony Gwynn, .338 career batting average, could put the ball anywhere he wants. I don't think I've really ever heard anybody say anything bad about Tony Gwynn. So that's the kind of thing we're looking for here. Mitchell, what's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
All right, Corey, how about you?
Now, this says you're calling from Maryland. Are you actually in Maryland right now?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland. I'm the guy that went to school with Neil Rudell.
Oh, how about that?
I follow you. I've been reading your stuff for a long time.
Yeah, you've emailed me a few times the last couple months.
Yes, I have. I finally figured out how to stream the show when I'm not on the road. So.
Hey, that's great, man. I love it. I appreciate you calling in. You have an athlete you want to mention that – you just have immense respect for. You'd never say anything bad about him.
Yeah, there's actually two of them, actually. The first one is Sidney Crosby.
Okay, yep.
All right, he's done it all on the ice. He's come back from injury. He is unfailingly the face of not only the team but also the league. And if you've ever been in Canada, man, his face and his likeness is everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
I know a lot about Sid. I know his career, the statistics. I know he's very well respected. I don't follow hockey, you know, religiously, but I don't really remember anybody ever saying anything bad about Sid. He had a situation a decade ago with the concussions and everything, and people wondered about his career. Has there ever been anything negative or controversial come out about Sidney Crosby?
No, and you know, there's been lots of opportunity, and I find over the years that hockey players are probably, I guess, if not the most normal,
right?
You know, I guess among the most normal of human beings out there, because most of these guys actually have to go on the road and live with a different family when they're in their early teens, if they're really good, right?
Right. They got to leave. They got to leave home. They got to leave home at 15, 16 years old to go to some hockey factory wherever.
You know, and I think that teaches them to be appreciative, I think of other families and other people, as well as other things. And Sid has been such a stand-up guy, in the Pittsburgh community, in his native Cole Harbor and pretty much everywhere else, all the guys on Team Canada were not necessarily looking up to him, but man, I think he was most accurately described, by Mike Babcock as a serial winner, and that's a good way to describe him.
That's a good choice, man. We're off to a great start here with Bo Jackson and Sidney Crosby. Now, you said you had two guys. Who else did you want to mention?
Yeah, you may not agree with this one, I think, at least most of his life anyway, but Franco Harris.
Yeah, look, Franco rubbed a lot of people the wrong way at the end with his unflinching support for Joe. And not, look, everybody in the Penn State community might support Joe, but not a lot. But, before that, I guess that's probably fair that Franco with his career with the, with Penn State, his career with the Steelers, a great ambassador for both for decades and decades. That's a good choice.
All right, I'm glad you agree with it from that standpoint. And keep up the good work. Really, keep up the good work, man. Great show.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Mitchell. Appreciate you tuning in and giving me a call. Dan, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Better than I deserve. Thanks for asking,
Corey. All right, Dan, you always have some interesting takes and thoughts when I open up like wide open questions like this. I'm really curious who you're going to throw out.
Okay, number one is Wilt Chamberlain. Now, Clark.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Now, Clarkster and I agreed, and you disagreed, with Wilt Chamberlain in the modern era. We had a conversation about it.
Yep, I've had this with numerous people about Wilt's dominance. I think Wilt would have been a good player in the modern era, but he wouldn't have been 8 inches and 60 pounds heavier than everybody else. So there's no way in the world he would have dominated. And I don't know that he could defend the three-point line. So if he's guarding Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic, you know, from 25 feet away, I don't know how effective Wilt Chamberlain is. That's kind of what my thing with Wilt has always been.
Well, that's where Clarkson and myself disagreed with you, see. And now I would go Caitlin Clark for the woman and Ollie Williams for high school.
Dan, man, I'll tell you, seriously, I just kind of joked a minute ago that I don't always know which way you're going to go because sometimes you have some very interesting takes on things. But, Dan, I was going to mention among my handful of people both Caitlin Clark and Allie Williams. Allie Williams was nominated by the Penn State Women's Basketball Program for the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award. She is their nominee. I've been around Allie some. I have nothing but tremendous praise for Allie Williams, a person, so I love that you mentioned that. We'll get to Caitlin Clark in a second, but if there's anything you wanted to add about Allie, that's fine. Go ahead.
Now, I can mention something about Allie, is several things. But a couple things, Corey, was...
Oh!
Was she...
Wait a minute. Hang on. Hang on. Time out. I realized I just had a brain cramp, okay? And I apologize. Okay. I was thinking Allie Campbell, and I apologize. I made the mistake because I was reading about Allie Campbell earlier. So you mentioned Allie Williams, and look, Allie Williams is a tremendous player in her own right from BG. My mistake, Dan, I'll own it. I usually don't have this kind of brain cramp, but my first thought was Allie Campbell and because I know her more. So I do apologize. So I'll let you speak about Allie Williams, but I realized as I was speaking, wait a minute, he said Allie Williams, not Allie Campbell. So I just wanted to own up to that.
No, that's fine. I can't disagree with it all. You don't need to apologize whatsoever and everything. Now, the two worst people that I experienced.
No, we're not doing worst people. No, we're not doing. We'll have to do that a different day. Let's do that a different day.
Okay, this is just good people.
But you mentioned Caitlin Clark. I was going to mention Caitlin Clark. I have unbelievable respect for Caitlin Clark. I know we're in this world now where it's Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese and all that stuff. Caitlin Clark has been under an incredible spotlight for the last year and a half, and I think she has handled it so incredibly well. She might be the greatest women's basketball player of all time. She is definitely the greatest college women's basketball player of all time. I think she's handled it so exceptionally well. And look, you can disagree with what I'm about to say all you want. You can call, say, a race Carter in there. I think Angel Reese, quite frankly, comes across as a punk a lot, a jealous punk. Angel Reese is a good player. She's a good rebounder. She's not a great player. She's Dennis Rodman. And the way Angel Reese has ridden the coattails of Caitlin Clark over the last year and a half, while Caitlin just does and says everything the right way, Angel Reese is the complete opposite of just like, me, where's my attention. That really bugs me a lot. But look, just like Magic and Bird, We always think of Magic and Bird in the NBA in the early 80s together. Magic, Bird, Magic, Bird, Magic, Bird. We're always going to think of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. And I am clearly 100% on the side of the way Caitlin Clark has handled her business.
100%. No truer words spoken, Corey. Well, thanks for your time. I know you're going to have a lot of calls.
All right, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it, Dan. 9460435. Jai, you got an athlete you want to mention that you got nothing bad to say about, but nothing, all respect.
So I guess I can't say Mike Tomlin then.
That's great, man.
All three sports for a different reason. Muggsy Bogues.
In the NBA. 5'3".
He's the same size as I am.
Are you 5'3"?
4.
Can you dunk?
Not even close.
Dude played like...
I can't touch the rim now. Dude, I could have then, but...
Dude played like 14 years in the NBA at 5'3". Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me, man?
No, I could have touched the net after you.
Hey, at 5'4", touching that, that's all right. That's all right. That's some good ups at 5'4".
A lot of respect for that.
Oh, my. Hey, look, I grew up with Muggsy when he was in college, and I didn't watch him a lot in the NBA. I'd watch some highlights and things like that. But the fact that that dude stayed in the NBA for more than a decade and was a productive player. He wasn't some, bench warmer. He played a lot. He was a backup point guard most of his. I mean, he could come in. He could run the show. I'm not sure he could play in the NBA now with the threes and the defense and everything like that. But Muggsy Bogues is that's a great choice.
NBA is a tough one too. It took me a while to come up with something.
Right,
even Jordan has a lot of flaws.
Look. When I was thinking about this on the drive over, I can't say Jordan. Do I personally believe Michael Jordan probably has some demons and some skeletons in the closet with the gambling and the casinos and all? Is there a possibility that Michael Jordan retired from the NBA because of a gambling probe? Yes, I think that possibility is probably out there. That he probably.
Very against the loan kind of sets him off. You know what I mean? There's a lot of extreme arrogance that, people just don't respect that.
Yeah, he has a lot of right to be arrogant. But it is interesting. as great as Michael Jordan was, and if I was going to start any sports team really ever, and I could pick one player for any team ever, Michael Jordan would be my pick because the guy would will his team to win. But he's not a guy. He does have universal respect for his play, but I don't necessarily think Michael Jordan has universal respect for kind of the way he's carried himself for a lot of his life.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Anything else?
Now, as for, let's go baseball, Dale Murphy.
Oh, I love Dale Murphy. Such a great choice. That is such
a
great choice.
Favorite player.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Tomorrow I am 47.
All right, happy birthday tomorrow. So I'm 51, so I'm guessing you grew up with WTBS and watching the Braves as a kid.
Yeah, you said enough about the Cubs and the Braves. They were always on. I watched both of them.
I love Dale Murphy. It is interesting, his Hall of Fame resume, because he's like at 398 home runs. He really dropped off at the end, but two-time National League MVP, all the home runs, and a saint, a true saint of a person.
It's even bigger than that for Atlanta. He was Atlanta.
Yeah.
He was the team, and everything about it was him.
Hey, now,
For football.
Hang on, real quick. One quick story.
Yeah.
I've done this show for 16 years. I used to, when I was on both here and State College, I got a lot of celebrity guests on from time to time. And one of my highlights of doing this show for 16 years is I interviewed Dale Murphy for 15 minutes about 10, 12 years ago. He was involved in a Little League World Series thing at Williamsport. And the Williamsport folks hooked me up with him, so I got 15 minutes with Dale Murphy, one-on-one radio interview. It was great. Nicest guy, very down to earth. I told him the story just like I told you. I grew up watching you on WTBS, and I mean, just the most humble kind of guy.
Just being involved with the Little League gives you more credibility.
Yeah, exactly. All right, who'd you want to mention for football?
And for football, by the way, I agree. Bo Jackson is the best athlete.
Yeah.
Football, like Otani's going this way and that, that's not football and baseball. That's two totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different things.
No question.
But Barry Sanders.
Yep.
I absolutely loved how, you know, he'd make this amazing play, walk over, hand the ball.
Yep.
Hand the ball to the ref. Just like as I'm doing my job.
Humble, phenomenal,
yes.
Would have held every record had he continued to play.
Yeah.
Decided to protect his health. We haven't heard a lot from Barry Sanders over the last 20 years, but, you know, when he does pop up, it's always in a positive. No, I've never heard anybody say anything negative about Barry Sanders.
Sure isn't going to be for his play either.
Absolutely. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. A-Dog in State College, he voted for Barry Sanders also. He sent me his list of Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Ken Griffey Jr., and Bernard King in the NBA. I don't remember a lot about Bernard King. I might have watched him a little bit in the 80s, but that's a really interesting choice. And A-Dog also mentions Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux. Good stuff. Kevin and Saxton, who's an athlete out there that you just have immense respect for?
Well, they've had to be athletes I've met. That is what my criteria is.
Okay, that's good.
Both.
All right.
Andy Van Slyke and Cam Hayward, they were both so gracious when we met, when the Curve had them in, photo ops, would sign anything you wanted. So it was those two, Cameron Hayward about 10 years ago and Van Slyke about 7 years ago.
I like that you're using the criteria, Kevin, of people that you've met, because for a lot of people, you know, I've never met Bo Jackson. I never met Tony Gwynn. These are kind of mythic.
Those guys, I can't say bad about Bo or Griffey or any of those, but no, I go off the guys I've met.
Absolutely, because the rest of these guys, they're kind of mythical figures, and you always wonder, if you met your hero, how would they treat you? And
Van Slyke was my hero. I'm of that age where he was my hero.
Oh, cool.
So
I don't remember Cam Hayward. I had Andy Van Slyke on.
He was in 14, and then 2 years before that, but you don't want to do the worst. You cut the other fellow off for the worst. But Antonio Brown was there a couple years before. He was just such a jerk. You could see it coming. I tell everybody, you could see it coming. When the Curve had him in 2012, I'll never forget.
Did he leave? Did he leave early?
He did. My wife thanked him for an autograph, and he had some comment. And he was just such a jerk, and you could just see it coming.
Oh, that's great. I got a jerk story here in a minute that I'm going to mention that kind of contradict all these things we're talking about with a current future NFL player. So, Kevin, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it, man. 946-0435, you want to weigh in?
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
It's March, and T&L Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has some deals for you with their St. Patrick's Day special. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brakes inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for only $59.99. Talk about luck of the Irish. By the way, did you happen to hit a pothole today?
You did?
Then take advantage of T&L Moore's pothole inspection. It includes a complete digital inspection, wheel alignment check, and tire condition analysis. Right now, get $20 off any service or repair resulting from your free pothole inspection. Take advantage of these lucky deals at Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. Both the St. Patrick's Day special and the pothole inspection expire on March 31st. T&L Moore Enterprises wants to help you stay safe this spring. Visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza. for the 28-cut Party Bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
At Base Camp Guns, life is the ultimate adventure, and every adventurer needs the right gear. Whether you need a pistol for protection, a rifle for that trophy whitetail, or a shotgun, hunting or home defense, we've got what you need to be ready for anything. New shooter, seasoned pro, no matter your experience level, our expert team will make sure you leave confident and equipped. Need the perfect gift? Base Camp makes it easy with a massive selection of firearms, accessories, and now custom Cerakote finishes to make your piece stand out. Plus, our custom laser engraving lets you personalize everything from guns to Yeti tumblers. And here's where it gets really exciting. Every time you shop at Base Camp in March, you're entered to win the Get Lucky in the Cove grand prize valued at $500. That's right. Shop now. Win big. Located in Martinsburg, check us out on Facebook and stop in today, because every adventure begins at Base Camp Guns.
All righty, 946-0435. Man, we've had some great picks here. Seriously, when I throw this discussion out, you never know which way people are going to go. They'll mention their favorite athlete or whatever, but there have been some really good choices on here. Dan mentioned Wilt Chamberlain, and you heard me chuckle. As great of a basketball player as Wilt was, the number 20,000 that's associated with Wilt Chamberlain. If you know what I'm talking about with 20,000 and Wilt Chamberlain, that dude might be the greatest guy that's ever lived. Nebraska man, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, Corey. Yeah, I wish I had Wilt Chamberlain's 20,000 too.
20,000, man. Like, how do you wake up every day? It's just crazy. When you do the math on 20,000, it came out to like 4.5 or 5 a day, for crying out loud. Like, what?
My God, if he had to use any pills, man, he'd own the factory.
All right. Hey, you got an athlete that you have great respect for.
Yes, and I'm surprised that Dan's a little older than I am. I'm surprised Dan didn't bring this name up, but Roberto Clemente.
Yep, Clemente. I figured somebody would say him. The way Roberto died helping people, the mystique, the legend, and everything like that. Really, I mean, it kind of gives you chills when you think about everything that went into that story.
Yeah, Corey, I seen him one time at when he played for the Pirates. Well, he played very shortly, Three Rivers, but they played at Forbes Field, and I'll never forget this as long as I live, because we were right there in the right way out in the right field seats. I forget who they were playing, but a guy hit a base hit off of the wall, and he literally picked the baseball up underhanded and threw the guy out at home plate, throwing underhand.
That's great.
From right field. But he was such, I mean, we did go to Forbes Field to see a lot of games. And the man, he never turned anybody down. You know, he signed a lot of autographs. He took a lot of pictures. The man was just, and what he did for the community of Pittsburgh, A lot of people don't know what he did starting up the Little League, the colored Little League baseball leagues in Pittsburgh, and the money he donated, and actually the charity for his town. But what he did for the city of Pittsburgh, it was remarkable. And I think he would have been without a doubt. He would have had more hits than I think he would have been probably had he would have, the tragedy that he had. Had he not had that and stuck around, I think he would have been. He is one of the best, but I think he would have been the best baseball player of all time.
Good stuff, buddy. Good stuff, Nebraska man. Appreciate that. 946-0435. We got Bob in Altoona. Who's an athlete out there that you got nothing bad to say about?
Well, mine aren't grandiose like your regular callers, but the one day I was at the store on a Saturday morning, this is many years ago, and the guy had a University of Delaware shirt on baseball, and at the time my wife was she graduated from there, and she was a baseball groupie, and I said, oh, do you play baseball for Delaware? I said, do you still play baseball? I figured he was playing from Altoona. I said, you still play baseball? And he said, yeah, I play for the Curb. It was Chad Cole. And he was so nice to me. And I always rooted for him.
That's good. I like that. That's the second time somebody's mentioned, you know, the Curb in this. Because, and I got to know Chad Cole, very quiet, humble guy, married at a young age, a good fella.
Yeah, but she was there too. She was there too, and she was nice too.
And what happens is when we have a professional team here in town, these guys aren't just faces in the crowd anymore. You actually get to see them and in a lot of cases interact with them before they become superstars, before they become. My wife still to this day tells this story of back in like 2006, we were at spring training. I was covering spring training in Florida, and Andrew McCutchen was in the minor leagues on his way up. And we saw Andrew McCutchen at a grocery store in Bradenton and said hello real quick. And my wife remembers that 20 years later, you know, she always said, oh, yeah, Andrew McCutchen was a real nice guy based on a 10 second interaction in a grocery store.
Yeah. That's the way this was. And it's like, and he could have been a jerk to me, like, you know, because, you know, it's being a pain problem. To some people, it wasn't in his DNA. You know, he took time. And I also liked my other favorite one was Cole Tucker. I never saw anybody so gracious with the kids.
Cole was spectacular. Cole, I'm trying to think of the hundreds and hundreds. We've had a lot of good dudes come through Altoona and play for the Curb. A lot of really good guys. Cole Tucker might be at the very top. Just like he's the guy, like if somebody moved in next door and you wanted just the coolest next door neighbor, that would be Cole Tucker. Just unbelievably friendly, very talkative, gracious with his time. Now he's married to Vanessa Hudgens.
That's karma.
The guy hit a grand slam in his personal life. They've been married for, a year and a half now? But so good job for Cole Tucker there. But no, that's another great example, Bob, of somebody that you actually got to know personally at the ballpark here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were friends, you know, and it was like, and he was very, you know, I told him I liked how he treated the kids, and he said, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, good for Cole. I Googled a picture of Vanessa Hudgens right now. Cole Tucker's that's a lucky man right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Corey.
All right, 946-0435. If you got an athlete that you wanted to mention that you hold in tremendously high esteem. One thing, as I was preparing the show, trying to talk about certain people, and I'm trying to keep this positive today, but this is the other part of the discussion. Shador Sanders is in the news. We were talking about Shador yesterday on the Black Gold Breakdown show. What if he were to fall in the first round? What if he were to fall and the Steelers have a pick? would you take Shedeur Sanders in the first round if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers? And the story that's out today, yesterday and today, coming off the NFL Combine, is that Shedeur Sanders came across really badly to some teams at the NFL Combine. They called him arrogant and brass and disinterested in their team meetings with him. So what happens is you go to the Combine, teams can meet with individual players, and I have no reason to doubt this. Multiple sources, multiple reporters have mentioned this, that some teams are reporting that Shedeur Sanders was difficult and arrogant and just disinterested in the team meetings. Like, didn't want to be there, showed no interest in it. They called him unprofessional. And it makes you think, all these people that we're talking about today, folks, all these people we're talking about today, from Barry Sanders, Roberto Clemente, Tony Gwynn, Bo Jackson. And yes, there are some current and modern athletes, but is what we're talking about today a potential thing of the past? That with all the money involved, all the fame and prestige and hype, and somebody like Shedeur Sanders, who's been in the spotlight for a long time, and his dad has a gigantic loud mouth, and that's going to kind of, so if you're the Steelers, would you want Shedeur Sanders and then having Deion shooting his mouth off all the time and putting the Steelers in a tough spot that way? No way, man. No way. No way. I got questions about whether or not Shedeur is going to be a good NFL quarterback anyway. You don't want the circus. And so the flip side of what we're talking about today is you got these athletes in the past that just went about their business. They're just incredibly professional, great athletes, but just good people, did it the right way, and a lot of them came up just having to prove themselves at every step. Now you've got high school athletes getting money and attention and fame thrown at them left and right. College athletes having millions of dollars thrown at them. A guy like Saquon Barkley stands out for all the fame and prestige that he has acquired and earned in his career. You don't hear anybody say anything bad about Saquon Barkley. And that is shocking almost, but unbelievably refreshing. Because from the moment Saquon became a star in 2015 and then a megastar in 2016, he's avoided controversy. He's avoided negative stories. And so to have a person like that that you can mention, among a modern, current athlete, that is refreshing. Jerry in Bellwood, you got somebody you have tremendous respect for, Jerry.
Yeah, I do. I have respect for the athletes that stand for something. Oh, by the way, I would never draft Sanders. I mean, you're just asking for trouble.
Absolutely.
With an athlete like that. But anyway, and I know some of these one or two of them may be controversial, but I like Muhammad Ali. I respect it. I didn't agree with everything he did or said, but he stood for something he believed in, and he lived his life around it. I admire that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is a really good topic here, because I consider myself a history person, somebody that's gone back and tried to learn as much as I could about all walks of life and people and different from history. I've probably not taken enough time to study Muhammad Ali as much as he probably deserves. I've heard all the stories, Jerry, 20th century's greatest athlete and admiration and all of these types of things. I haven't gone back to look and really, really dive into a lot of his political stances and anti-war stances and everything like that. But one thing that I would ask you, if you remember or have studied some of these things, he was vilified, was he not, for a long time for his stances, correct?
Yeah, you either hated him or loved him. There really wasn't any in between, I don't think.
And so did that linger? I think later on in his life when he got the sickness, I think it was Parkinson's, and he really became a very, very sympathetic figure. I think the world really latched onto Muhammad Ali almost in unison. But if that hadn't happened, for a long time, I really wonder what Ali's legacy would have been. Because again, there, you know, people take crazy stances on a lot of different things. But my understanding is he took really strong stances against the United States in some ways. And that was not appreciated by many, many people for a long time.
Well, no, I mean, the fact that he wouldn't go to the and fight in the war made him an enemy to a lot of people
during that time specifically.
Yeah, but it's because it was something that he really believed in, and
mm-hmm.
as far
yep.
as his feelings about the country, you know, back. You know, in the early 60s and even the mid 60s, there was a lot of prejudice going on, you know.
No question. Yeah.
He probably had reason to feel the way he did, and maybe he went overboard, but he believed in, I mean, he lived his life the way he believed it. And I admire that. Same thing with Jim Brown, you know, he was the same way. And the fact that he retired early, you know, really kind of at the peak of his career. But then he fought for the social issues. And I don't always agree with Jim Brown either, you know, in some of his stances. But I admired him. And as far as winning goes, or, you know, just pure athletes, I think Bill Russell and Cal Ripken were probably two of my favorites because they were just winners. They it's almost like they put the team first. And I really admire that in athletes.
The one more person I was going to mention today was going to be Cal Ripken, because to play 2,600 consecutive games in Major League Baseball is a truly, truly, truly unbelievable accomplishment that no one will sniff ever again. Bill Russell was way before my time, but I just remember Cal, and I've had this discussion with people, Jerry. Like, there are probably three athletes that you would hate to hear. Like, if something ever came out about them cheating, like steroids or whatever, one would be Cal Ripken Jr., one would be Derek Jeter, and one would be Ken Griffey Jr. Because I think those three baseball players are so universally respected from the last generation kind of thing, previous couple of generations. And now you hear so much bad stuff about so many players, from Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, all these guys, but nothing has ever tainted Cal Ripken, Derek Jeter, or Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, you're right. And if I would have to have the criteria of famous athletes that I met, I could only go as high as Galen Bickle.
Galen! Galen's at the top of your list. That's good.
Well, yeah. Actually, I don't know a guy that's any better person than Galen and a great athlete. But I just haven't met many great athletes, and I don't really.
Why is that? Why is that? That's interesting. And not to eschew Galen. Galen, tremendous person, one of the best shooters I've ever seen. Why have you not met many? Have you did you not go to a lot of sporting events, or where they were around, or functions where they were doing autographs or anything like that?
Yeah, I really didn't care. Like, when I was coaching, I went to Rick Pitino's coaching clinic, and I went to Bobby Knight's, and I had a chance to really meet Bobby Knight. But I just didn't care. I don't care about celebrity. You know, they may know more about basketball than me and stuff, but I'm sure there's stuff I know more than they do. And I mean, I admire their knowledge and all that stuff. That I just don't get excited about celebrity.
I'm right there with you. Maybe at a time when I was younger, it used to be more exciting. But people are people. I have dealt with a lot of celebrities and superstar athletes, and you know what? They're all human beings. They all put their pants on one leg at a time. I am curious about Bobby Knight. Did you even get to say hello or brush elbows with Knight?
Well, get this. I went up to buy his manuals in the office, you know, and Bobby Knight comes out of his office, and I looked at him, and I didn't say anything. You know, I just didn't care. And I know you don't like Bobby Knight, but the fact that when I went to the coaches, we took a team. It was a team camp, you know. He treated us all with great respect.
Okay, you know, great. That's what I wanted to hear. That's great.
Us coaches. I mean, he was very respectful to us, and you know, it wasn't arrogant or anything like that.
Did you see any of the? Did you see any of the anger and emotion, or was it more of a laid back type of experience?
Yeah. There was had all the teams and they were all sitting on the floor. There was a couple kids screwing around, and he chewed their asses out, man. he did the old Bobby Knight. I think he probably was even swearing and stuff at him. And I guarantee you, nobody did any more of that stuff. You know, they sat up and paid attention to Bobby Knight. So I saw a little bit of it, but anyway, he was good to us.
All right, good stuff. Good to hear. Thanks, man.
It was recently announced that Christopher Bell has been named to the playoff committee for NASCAR, and he talks about that.
Well, number one, I'm honored and privileged to be a part of that, and I think it's really cool that NASCAR and the industry respects me enough to have me be a part of it. So that's awesome, and I'm grateful that I get to help out with that. So the goal for the whole thing is to help bring more legitimacy to the championship, and I think everybody believed that the champions of the new age are held to it feels different than like what Jimmy did and the guys back in the day. So the whole goal is to make the drivers feel like that championship is, a big deal, the biggest deal of our life.
And is Seabell a playoff favorite now that he's got two wins in his back pocket?
Honestly, the win last week doesn't really change my outlook on the season just because I didn't have that one planned on winning. I don't think anybody on this 20 group expected to win a speedway race this year. It's a goal, and you want to try and obviously do it, but we didn't have that one circled as a potential win, so that's good. We're just starting the season out with what we expect to be good racetracks for us. So going into a really good stretch, hopefully we are competitive. We can see where we stack up. Obviously, it would be amazing to win again early on in the season, but we don't really know where we're at.
You're on the final lap.
Progressive knows you've got enough to worry about in life.
Hi, it's your life again. Feel like another year is just slipping away? Yeah, remember all those New Year's resolutions you made? You still haven't finished the first book. Just 19 more to go. I mean, if we're being honest, it wasn't a very realistic goal. Have you ever considered that you intentionally self-sabotage? So, what's that about?
So, let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
At Babbel, we know that language is more. It's more than hello and goodbye, and good evening and good night. It's more than mastering talking about the weather or directions to the closest cafe. At Babbel, our mission is to help you learn language for the long run. Babbel gives you the skills to learn a language for life. Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you text RADIO to 64,000. That's RADIO to 64,000.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie, turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
We had a lot of great responses on this today. 946-0435. You want to bring up an athlete you have great respect for, something, somebody you've never heard anything bad about at all. Today's show sponsored, as it is every day, by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. If you're heading out over there for 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, they'll hook you up. Pipes, cigars, tobacco blends. They'll give you a good, relaxing shopping experience. No pressure, anything like that. Just go hang out there. Say hello to J.M. Boswell. We got Bob in Altoona. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Corey. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing? You got an athlete that you just have tremendous respect for?
Yeah, top of the list from your home state of Arkansas, Brooks Robinson.
Oh, how about that? Okay, that's an interesting. Why is that, Bob?
Well, when I was in high school, I was down there with my dad, and I had already gotten his autograph before. He came out after the game and signed probably 200-300 autographs, sat in his car. People were just lined up. You know, he was with his wife, and his wife was in the, you know, obviously the passenger seat, and he just kept on signing.
I tell you, that coincides with everything I know about Brooks Robinson. When I was working in Hot Springs, Arkansas, he came there for a signing. He's from Little Rock, Arkansas. And
correct.
This was about 97. And I got to meet him and talk to him and do a story on him for the newspaper there. And just a normal, and you could probably say this about a lot of old time ball players, Bob, just a normal human being. Didn't have $50 million. Was never rich. Drove a normal car. Like, I'm just curious. You remember his car? Like what kind of car was it? Just a regular sedan
just maybe
or something?
Like a regular Chevy, yeah. Impala or something like that.
Just old time athletes who played well before the money. And Brooks might have made some money at the very end, but they're just normal people. The money has skewed things so much, but that was a privilege getting to spend 10 minutes with Brooks Robinson, just hearing some baseball war stories.
I believe he just died last year. Is that
yeah,
correct?
September. He died in September. I looked it up in Maryland.
He had cancer for a while, but he was on the Orioles color commentary for a number of years.
Greatest defensive third baseman, and that will never be matched.
Hey, he and Mark Belanger on the left side of the infield,
yep.
was probably, if you could think of it, probably not a better left side of the infield than that.
16 consecutive gold gloves. I mean, just an unbelievable, the human vacuum cleaner, unbelievable down there. That's a great way to finish the show, Bob. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later,
good stuff, man.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
Howdy, the old farmer here, you know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 and Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99. With the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile. You're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge, tax due at sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Hank FM.
Hey, once again, I want to thank everybody for calling in with some great choices, picks for athletes that you have tremendous respect for. If you missed why we were talking about this, we got into it yesterday on the Black and Gold Breakdown show. We were talking about Tim Tebow, and Kreider said he's got nothing bad to say about Tim Tebow because of everything he did at Florida. Kreider's a big Florida fan, and I kind of countered with, well, yeah, but he was a terrible NFL quarterback. But hey, look, in your mind, you know, even if a guy wasn't necessarily a great athlete, Tim Tebow kind of stands for a lot of the right things. He's a respectable guy. And so I've got a number of players, you know, that influenced me, favorite player kind of things, that they might not have become superstars or anything like that. My favorite baseball player, Sean Dunston, hustled on every single play his entire career. My favorite college basketball players, Pearl Washington, Sherman Douglas, former Syracuse stars. I mean, I got a lot of guys that I have tremendous respect for, and you kind of – You as you get older, you kind of like, okay, hopefully they stay out of trouble, because you don't want your favorite athletes getting in trouble. You don't want your favorite athletes bringing negative attention to themselves later in life and kind of ruining their legacies, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, coming up on tomorrow's show, Nathan will be hosting. I'll be here, and we'll hash out some various things. But Nathan is hosting, so if you got any questions or comments, can always appreciate as many calls as we can. Nathan's doing a great job learning how to take control of the broadcast. So if you got any comments or questions for him tomorrow, please feel free to call in. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.